Vamistaf Tzadi Gimel, and we are in Ha'isha Rabba. Today's shiur is sponsored L'Rafua Shalema Gedalia Ben Malka Yuta, who needs Rachmei Shemayim, sponsored by his family, B'toch Sha'ar Chol Yisrael. Gedalia Ben Malka Yuta L'Rafua Shalema. Okay, Tzadi Beis Amid Beis. We are about to start the next major sugya here in Ha'isha Rabba, and that is the sugya of Davar Shlo Bala Olam. How do we get into this? We have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that if a woman tries to get married out of Yibam Lak, right? If a woman is about to do Yibam or Chalitza and she has a relationship with another person, a czar, so the Rav says the Kedushin are not Tovsin in that case. Ein Kedushin Tovsin, special din, based on a Drashas Chazal, Lo Sia Eishas Amesa Chutzal is czar, there can't be Havaya with czar. We passing like Shmuel. Shmuel holds it's a Safik, Mesafkale. The Rambam quotes Mesafkale. We're not sure if that's meant to be understood as a lav or as a, what we would call a Shalila. Is it an Isser or is it a reality? As the Ramban would call it in Sefer HaMitzvos, right? It's not, so that's the suffix, and therefore we have to be machmir in both cases, meaning requiring a get from this czar, but not allowing them to be married because kedushin might not be tovsit. So we went into Machlok Rav and Shmuel, and along the way towards the end, now we'll go back to Rav Yanai, fifth to last skinny line, Tzadi Beis Mabeis. I'm Rav Yanai. Bechabura Nimnu Vagamru Ein Kedushin Tovsin B'Yavama. We had a vote. And we decided, Kedushin is Atofis B'Yavama, meaning we paskin like Rav, we think that he is correct. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Yanai, Rebbe, lo mishnah seinu izu. What do you mean you had a vote? You had a vote on it? It's a mishnah. You don't have to vote, it's a beferished. It's not. The mishnah says, in Meseches Kedushin, ha'omer li'isha, a man goes over to a woman. As we know, a man can make conditions on Kedusha. Kedusha is one of the halachic processes that you can make a tnai, you can make a shliach, unlike chalitza, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta. But here, he could delay it. So here, what about this type of delay? He could delay it and say, I'll be married to you in a month from now. But can he delay because of a serious problem? As follows. The man is not Jewish yet. Hayam Kudeshesli, and he does the Maisik Kedushin when he is not Jewish. So does that work? La'achar she'ez gayer, la'achar she'tiz gayri, or after you convert. La'achar she'esh tachrer, la'achar she'tish tachri, right, or after each of us are evikinani, shivcha kinanis, and after we are freed. La'achar, which is a similar idea. La'achar she'yamuz balech, after your husband dies. Man goes over to a married woman and says, Hayam Kudeshesli, la'achar after your husband dies. I don't know if that's ever going to be. But, you know, that's what he doesn't want anybody else to be able to get her in between. He wants to make sure, so the second that the husband is ever gonna die, so he's next in line. La'achar she'tamus achoseich, or after your sister dies. So that is, man is married to his wife's sister. The future wife's sister. Meaning he say basically, after my wife dies, so I'll be married to you. She'tamus achoseich, o la'achar she'yachlots lich yivmeich, or after your yavam, does chalitza to you. All of these cases, the Mishnah says, Eina mukudeshes, it does not work. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Yanai, you see from this Mishnah, what's the reason for this Mishnah? Isn't the reason because right now there cannot be tfisas kiddushin if you try to do one of these relationships now? So too, if it can't work now, you can't make a threat that it's going to work in the future. Isn't that the reason for this Mishnah? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yanai, what do you have to say? Oh, there was a vote, and this is what they decided. The last one on the list. This goes with the rest of the group. There must not be tfisas kiddushin in this case. So Amalei, Rabbi Yanai answers, Ilav the Dalia lechaspa mimishkachas marganisa tute. If I wouldn't have lifted up the chaspa, the shard, right, mishkachas marganisa tute, would you have found the pearl under it? Meaning it's only because I brought this topic up where you're looking at the Mishnah in that way and you came up with this svara. Because after all, Rabbi Yanai says, what's the simple understanding of the Mishnah? How would I have understood the reasons for the Mishnah? Not because there's no Tfisas Kedusha now. Even if there would be Tfisas Kedusha now. But what's the reason? Because it's a situation that's a Davar Shelo Bala Olam. That situation does not exist yet. And as we'll talk about, Rav Hashem, a little more in depth on today's daf, A davar shelo b'olam is the problem. Not because right now there is a problem. Even if there is no problem now. But it's a davar shelo b'olam, it's an item. It's a situation that has not come into being yet, and therefore, that's the problem. You see the Rashi? Rashi in Mi Mishkachas, Ilav da amri lecha. If I wouldn't have set it up for you, lo avi masaka daitach. Right, sometimes, only because we have our antennas up, we're in a certain sugya, we can appreciate why Rashi says something. And if we wouldn't be focused on it, we wouldn't appreciate. So that's what Rabbi Anna is telling Rabbi Yochanan. I made you appreciate. I put you in the mentality of this sugya, of Tfisas Kedusha not being possible by a Yevama Lazar, and therefore you said that Svara. So I really helped you out. I took the shard and found you the pearl in order to give shot to this Mishnah. Amar le Reish Lakish. Now comes Reish Lakish in, getting involved in this conversation between his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yanai. Amar le Reish Lakish. Ilav de kalse gavar rabba hava amina lecha ana masdisa Rabbi Akivahi. If the gavar rabba wouldn't have praised this Mishnah and agree that this was the source, I would have said that this Mishnah is no Raya. I would have said this Mishnah is a Das Yachid, it's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Damar Ein Kedusha Tofsa Mechayvei Lavin. I would have said for a third reason, right? How could you explain that Mishnah? Could you explain that there's specifically no Tfisas Kedusha by a Yavama? Is it because the Davar Shlomo La'olam says Reish Lakish is another idea? Another idea could have said that Ein Kedusha Tofsa Mechayvei Lavin according to Rabbi Akiva. And that's who the Mishnah is like, and therefore again, it's no raya to our sugya of Kedusha Natosim B'Yavama in general, not according to Rabbi Akiva, or the sugya of Davar Shlomo La'olam. So that's Reish Lakish getting involved. Remember, this must be one of the cases that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan lamenting after Reish Lakish died, and they try to bring him another chavrusa, the Gemara B'Metzia, that he says, I don't need a chavrusa to back me up. I don't need a chavrusa to agree with me. I need a chavrusa to argue with me, to show that I'm wrong. And then he says, Heichanat bar Lakisha, Heichanat bar Lakisha, where are you, Reish Lakish? Because he used to ask kashas on him. So this is one of them, right? And this is how the sugya is mislabein. That's how the language given there by Metzia, it becomes whitened. And therefore, one has to realize that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, though they argue so much, that was because of their great learning and respect for each other. Okay. Second to last line, says the Gemara, V'i Rabbi Akiva. One second, we're suggesting that this Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva Shita, who holds Kedushin Natovsin B'chayvi Lavin, ki Amar La, La'achar Shayachlos Lech Yivmech Litvusu B'kidushe, De Shamina Leila Rabbi Akiva, De Amar Adam Makna, Dover Shloba La'olam. What are we saying here? Because it's Rabbi Akiva, and therefore when he says, after Chalitza is done, then there will be Tfisas Kedushin. But Rabbi Akiva holds, therefore there is no problem with Makna Davar Shloba La'olam. Right? The only issue is the fact that there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Where do we know that from? The following. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, where does Rabbi Akiva hold this, that Adam would be Makne, would be able to be Kona Davar Shloba La'olam? Ditznan, we're going to have a number of examples here, they're not exactly equal, but each one has a common denominator of something that is not in the world yet. This is how the Mishnah says, Konam she'ani oseh leficha. A woman says to her husband that my earnings are usher to you. We know Maisi Adayim is supposed to go to the husband. What if she says Konam? We had that lashon a couple of days ago. What exactly is a Konam? Does that mean Karban? Does that mean just usher like a neder? Konam she'ani oseh leficha. A Konam. It should be a Konam. It should be usher. Whatever I do for you, shani osalaficha, ein sarach lahafer. He does not have to be made for that neder because she's not allowed to make that neder. Right? She is mishubedes to him. The kivan Rashi says, to come ishabda le lamaisi adeh lo masi nadra. So, therefore, he doesn't even have to be made for that neder. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yafer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, he should be made for the neder. Shemetadif alav yosim and arailo. Because maybe she'll make extra. There's a certain amount of earnings that has to go to her husband, but maybe she'll be mad if she'll make more and the neder should be chalamet. But he'll get a benefit from that. He won't realize what is the hadafa, and therefore he'll violate an isser. So therefore, he should be made for just a case for the hadafa. So you see Rabbi Akiva holding there. Rabbi Akiva says he has to be made for it, even though those maisi adayim don't exist yet. So you see a neder could be chal on a davar shelo bala olam. So you see that's what Rabbi Akiva As Rabbi Akiva holds, isn't that a raya of Davar Shel Bala Olam? Right? There's various shibudim that a husband has to a wife and a wife that has to a husband. Right? And the Gemara talks about here and mostly in Maseches Ksubis. There is a big chiddush there Moshe Feinstein has in one of his shuvas in the Igros Moshe where he discusses the topic of a woman eating before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Right? Let's say, right, a man goes to shul, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Right, usually, you're not allowed to eat before davening, A. B, there's an even more chomor halacha about not eating before Kiddush. Before davening, I could take a drink, a coffee, a little something, in order to help my kavana. But once the chiv of Kiddush kicks in, so then I'm not allowed to even drink water. So a man who goes to shul, so he's going to daven later, and then he could drink something beforehand, before the chiv of Kiddush kicks in. Because Rov HaRishonim hold, the chiv of Kiddush kicks in after Shachris. That's Pashtus, what Rov Rishonim assume. There are others that say maybe Musaf, but Pashtus, Rov Rishonim assume that. So let's talk about a woman. Let's say a woman is gonna daven. So if a woman's gonna daven, then she might have the same halacha. What if a woman is, for whatever reason, she's gonna be yotze with the brachas that she says? She'll be yotze with Berchas Torah and Berchas a couple of brachas, and she's busy with the kids, and she doesn't have any second to daven. So is she not allowed to eat afterwards, after she makes those brachas, because that's her, in quotes, davening, like the Magen Avraham's short comment in Hilchos Tefillah, where he says, women are yotze with a ezel bakasha samach lamita. Right, whatever they say in the morning, which some say is moda'ani, but that can't be, because we paskin, the Achronim point out, that at least on a daraisa level, there has to be the structure of shevach bakasha and hodah. At least that structure. So moda'ani, which is not bakasha and shevach, so you have to have something. So let's say there's some type of shevach bakasha and hodah in the morning. So let's say she is yotze. So do we say now that, well, it's like after davening. So now if a woman would want to eat, she has to make kiddush. Do we say that? So that is a shaila in the poskim of motion. One of his shuvas says, here's a line, because a woman is meshubedes to eat the Suda Shabbos with her husband, so she goes by her husband. And therefore, if her husband doesn't have a chiv of Kiddush yet, so then she doesn't have the chiv of Kiddush yet. That's the lashon that he had. But he has this idea of the chiv of the husband and wife eating together. Meshubedes labayla to eat together. So if the husband davened hashkama, so then the chiv kicks in, pashas would kick in already. Or, Ramosha says, if you have a single girl you don't have that svara by, she's not meshubedes to anybody. So therefore, but Ramosha uses that, this concept of meshubedes, in terms of the chiyuvim, to each other, in that context. But here we have another example. A woman is, Maisi Adayim are meshubedes. Remember, the Gemara discusses elsewhere, if they try to make a wedding with conditions that some of the shibutim should not kick in, then that wedding, the those conditions just fall away. Right? Like here, she tries to make it after they're married. My Maisi Adayim shouldn't go to you. It doesn't need to be made for her because that's basically a masna mashakasa batorah. So the Gemara Ksubis also discusses, let's say a man, you know, wants to make, be married almanas, that he doesn't have sher ksus va'ona. He doesn't have those chiyuvim. So we say the marriage, what's the halacha? The marriage works and his conditions fall away. That's where that important line in Tosfos is, in Ksubis Nudvav, where Tosfos says, that's an interesting halacha. A man wants to get married, almanas, that he doesn't have any, conjugal responsibilities to his wife. So what does the Gemara say? He's married and he has the responsibilities. Shouldn't you say, okay, you don't want the condition, so the whole thing falls away and he's not married? Says Tosfos, no. The answer is because, that's what Tosfos has the lashon, every tnai is a chiddush. You should say, what do you mean? I did an action. Who says I have control to make a condition on the action? How could I do that? So all tnai is a chiddush, learned out from Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain. So what happens if there's a problem with the tnai? We don't say the maisa falls away along with the tnai. We say maisa kayem and tnai batel. And tough luck on you. You only wanted to be married if you have these conditions. You're married without the conditions. Right? That is the halacha by tznai. Because tznai, Tosfos is lashon there, and ksubis is that it is a chiddush. But again, because you can't be masna al mashakasa batorah. So here's another example of that. A woman tries to get her earnings into her own pocketbook and not into her husband's pocketbook. That's one of the obligations of the wife to a husband. So, Ein Sark Lahafer, the Tanakhama says no need. Rabbi Akiva agrees fundamentally to that, but he says you have to be worried about the ha'adafa, about the extra. Tosfos second Tosfos, Zimras Rabbi Akiva, he says, is this one of the nedarim that the husband has rights to? Tosfos quotes, the Im Tomar, third line of Tosfos. How could he be made for it? Is this something that applies directly between them, beino levena? The case of hadafa, the case of the earnings. So Tosfos says yes. V'yesh lomar, two answers. First day of Tosfos, the chashiv nami beino levena. Beino levena usually means something relating to the physical relationship, but he says no. Lefish ein yachol izoyer v'likach mitzimsum es haroi lo likach, because it would be impossible for him to be so careful, and therefore it's going to cause marital friction. So therefore, it is beino levena. Inami, or gam chelka mishubid lo, or the hadaf is also mishubid, because he's able to treat that as malug, he's able to have that, and if you're preventing him from having that, so therefore, that is considered davar shebeino levena. So 2 days in Tosfos, whether you look at it as a more general, you know, this is going to cause problems because he can't be so careful, or this is directly connected because he's supposed to have rights to this. Okay, back to the Gemara. So what do you see from this Mishnah? The Mishnah seems to say that Rabbi Akiva holds adam makna davar shloba la'olam. Answers the Gemara, maybe not. Ha itzmar Allah amar afuna breder of Yoshua biomeres yikachu yadai lo osehem diyadayim isnuhu ba'alma. Maybe the cases where she says, my hands should be sanctified to their makers, meaning Hashem. Diyadayim isnuhu ba'alma, her hands are in the world. So therefore, this is not considered a davar sheloba laolam, right? That is the yadayim. There is a discussion here and elsewhere in the Rishonim. There are various examples like this given in the in the sugya davar sheloba laolam. We're about to have another case also in terms of I sell you the tree legabe its future fruit. I'm makdish my hands legabe the earnings that come out of it. All of those we try to label it and connect it to a davar shebala olam, but it's only legabe something that is not here, davar shebala olam. And the Rishonim discuss, you know, whether all of these cases are similar. And the Rashba says here, you know, it might not be so similar because earnings to hands and fruit to trees. Fruit to trees might be an easier example of calling that a davar shebala olam because that's natural. It's natural to plant a tree and fruit come out of it. Hands to earnings? Lav dafka that she has to make earnings. First of all, maybe the market will be bad. Maybe she won't work. Maybe she'll be lazy. So it is a bigger chiddush to suggest that this is called a bala olam. Yadayim le regarding the earnings that are going to come out of it. That's how the suggestion here, though, to make it a davar shebala olam. The Gemara says, upliga d'Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. This suggestion that Rabbi Akiva does not agree to makna davar shloba la'olam is against the following. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, davar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says all the following people hold that you can't be makna davar shloba la'olam, and they all heard it from each other. Rav Huna heard it from his Rabbi Rav Kerav, Verav Kerav Yanai, Verabbi Yanai Kerabbi Chia, Verabbi Chia Kerabbi, Verabbi Kerabbi Meir, Verabbi Meir Kerav Blazer ben Yaakov, Rav Blazer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Akiva, Damar Adamakna Davar Shloba La'olam, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov heard of Rabbi Akiva. So according to this version, Rabbi Akiva does hold of it. You don't have to come up with that ukimta in the Mishnah of Ba'omeres Yikachu Yadai Lo Sehem. No, he is one of the Tanaim that hold Adamakna Davar Shloba La'olam. What is the root problem according to the Tanaim that let's say hold Ein Adamakna Davar Shloba La'olam? You can't be makna something that's not here. Or there are cases, again, and all these might be different. We'll touch on this by the Shaman Ahmed base. There are times that the item is not here. There are times that the person is not here. Those are the examples we had earlier, that the person is not Jewish yet. The person is not single yet. So there's a problem with the person. Sometimes there's a problem with the item, the earnings. Sometimes there's a problem with the person that they don't have the correct status yet. Sometimes there's a problem with the person that the person doesn't exist yet. A man goes over to another man and says, I want to marry your daughter who is as yet unborn. I want to be Makadi sure. Right? Does that work? The Rambam is Machalik, whether Hukar Ubra, Lo Hukar Ubra, whether she's 3 months pregnant yet or not. So all of these are put into the same boat of Davar Shloba La'olam, even though they're somewhat different. And sometimes the Gemara is Machalik, between Davar Sheloba or Lidavar Sheloba. We'll touch on that in Tosfos, Bezos Ramanam Beis. But what's the root problem? So the way the Achronim formulated, two suggestions, the following Chakira. Is the problem, you're going to look here, the Rebbe Elchanan has the Chakira in Kovet Shiurim in Baba Basra in Simen Reish Ayin Vav. Re'u, right, with an ayin. Right, ru, reish ayin vav. So he says, what's the chakira? Number one, is it a simple problem of smichus das? Meaning, people aren't serious if the thing is not here yet. They could say it, but we can't really base halacha on that, because if it's not here, it's a joke. The girl's not Jewish yet. You're married, you're doing a maisa kedusha now, when she's still a guy. I don't care if she's on her way. Right? Bola is gayer. So that's number one. Or if the item is not here yet. You can't say that you're serious about selling this or giving this if it doesn't exist yet. So is it a smichas das problem? Gemira's das? Or no, something more fundamental. That you can't do a kinyan on something that doesn't exist. You can be as serious as you want. You can take a lie detector test. Four of them and pass. It doesn't matter. If the item is not here yet, you need something to be, the kinyan to be chal on. And therefore, if it's not here, so the kinyan can't be chal, or a person has to be here in order for the kinyan to be chal, and therefore, it would be a problem. So those are the two understandings. The Gemara B'Metzia Daf Tezayin seems to say Beferish. The language there is Lo Samcha Daite. That's the biggest raya to that first approach, Lo Samcha Daite. But others, sources give the other approach. Lamai Nafkamina. Nafkamina is Rabbi Chanan there is talking about Situmta. What if there is a custom of the marketplace that they're Konan Machna, Duram Shalabala Olam? Future stocks. Right, without getting into any details. But what if the Minhag HaOlam is to accept Kinyanim? So again, if you say it's a problem A, Samcha Daite, so then there's no problem here. Because this is what everybody does, and everybody's serious about it, and this is what is done. If you say it's an issue of no, you need something to be Chal, so then maybe even Situmta should not work, even if everybody accepts that this Kinyan should be done. Or the discussion of the Rishonim in Parshas Toldos, the Arachayim HaKadosh discusses, when the Bechora was sold from Esav to Yaakov, right, this genre of Lumdis, trying to fit that into halacha. How can you sell the Bechora? It's a davar shel balaolam. So some Shades, the Rivash writes in a tshuva, maybe that's why Yaakov made Esav swear. He shavali, vayishavalo. Right? Right? So he says swear, right? He swears to him. Right? Mechra chayam is Bechora aschali. Right? Sell it to me for the lentils. But it doesn't exist yet. It's something that's not tangible. It's something that doesn't exist yet. So, again, some suggest, the Arachayim HaKadosh Rivash, maybe that's why he made him swear. Because swearing does what? How does swearing help? So if it's a problem of smichas das, so maybe swearing helps. Because if you take an oath, now we know you're serious. But if you say it's a problem of, it's not nitan to be chal, the kinyan, so maybe an oath, a shvua, wouldn't help. So again, these are all different nafkaminas in terms of how to look at the problem. One other nafkamina, which is a fascinating one because it might not be a nafkamina, and that is the Ramah discusses in Choshe Mishpat, in Simon, Reish Tes, in Choshe Mishpat, could a person be mochel, a davar shalo bala olam? Could a person be mochel, a davar shalo bala olam? Something that you don't owe me yet, but you will owe me, can I be mochel it? That's the discussion of the Ramah. So that could be about davar shalo bala olam, but really that Ramah goes across three different sugyas. It goes across davar shalo bala olam. It goes across mechila. How does mechila work? Is mechila a seal? If you owe me money, and I say, don't worry about it. You don't have to pay me back. So what did I just do conceptually? Did I just say, I removed myself, I was misalik myself, and therefore you don't have to pay me back? Or it was as if you gave me the money and I was makna it back to you. Hakna'a. Another question in the Achronim, the stifler in Masechta Sanhedrin, has that chakira. So, whether you can mochel, davar shalo bala olam, has to do with davar shalo bala olam, has to do with mechila, and also has to do with chov. Do we look at a chov as a bala, I owe you money. So, is that a bala olam, or is that a lo bala olam? The money's not here now. Let's say you're gonna owe it to me in 2 weeks from now, and I'm mochel it before the time for payment comes. So how do you look at a chov? That's those three top issues relate to that Ramah. But it could be about davar shalo bala olam, which is our sugya right here. Okay, so now let's do some of the examples. Now that we have all that background of the two major differences between how to understand the problem of davar shalo bala olam. Rav Huna Mahi. So let's go through each one. So Rav Huna is the first one. So what's the case of Rav Huna? De itmar hamocher. As we see, this parak is jam-packed. So many different shas sugyas, but this is why this is learned bi'iyun in various places. Hamocher, peros dekol lechaveiro. Somebody sells the fruit of the tree to their friend. So, Rav Huna, Achelo Ba'ula Olam, before the fruit actually blossom and come out, Yochel Achzer Bo. I can be Chozer Bo. Misha Ba'ula Olam, Ein Yochel Achzer Bo. But once they're here, Ein Yochel Achzer Bo. So that is Rav Huna. Why are you allowed to go back? Right? Why are you allowed to go back beforehand? Because then the Kenya wasn't finished yet. But let's say once they exist, you're not allowed to go back. Why? Because at that second, the kinyan is chal. So you see, it's chal on a davar shel olam. Right? If it wouldn't be chal, then you'd have to be koned again. But here, he says, right when they are existent, so the kinyan kicks in. For Rav Nachman Amar, af mi shabo olam yachal achzer bo. And Rav Nachman argues, he said, no, you can't be machan a davar shel olam. And therefore, even when they come to the world, when they do exist, yachal achzer, you can be chozer bo. Amar Rav Nachman Modina, but Rav Nachman does agree, the ishamit va'achil lo mafkinan minei. If the buyer would take some fruit and eat them, you don't have to pay them back. Because, Rashi and Tosfos both explain, because the seller here seems to be under the understanding that he can't do this. And therefore he must be mochel, as we've just spoken about, the fruit that were already eaten, until he realizes that it does not work in halacha. So that is number one, trying to sell the fruit that did not grow yet. Rav. Next. Rav, the Amar Rav Huna Marav. Rav Huna quotes Rabbi Rav. Ha'omer lechaveiro, sadezu sha'ani lokeach, l'she'ekhena kinuya lechameachshav. I'm going to go buy that field next week. I'm selling you that field today. I didn't buy it yet. It's not mine yet. But I'm going to sell you the field when I get it. I'm selling it to you today. So does that work? That's, again, a davrish. Each one of these is a little different. Beforehand, there was a davrish shalom ba'olam. It didn't exist in the world. This is davrish shalom ba'olam. I don't own it yet. Right? So does that work? So kana, Rav says, yes, it works. It works. And that is case number two. Tosfos here discusses machlokas rishonim. What is that word me'achshav doing there? Do I need that word? If you say that adam machne davashlo bala olam, do you have to have me'achshav? It works from now or not? Again, that also, it's a machlokas rishonim. That might be connected to our issue of smichas das versus gemiras das versus it can't be chal. If you say it's gemiras das, so then, once you know you're serious, you're serious. Why should you have to say me'achshav? Whatever it is, it'll be later. But if you say it's that the kinyan has nothing to be chal on, so then maybe you have to say me'achshav. Maybe you have to say that it's working from me'achshav. So once it exists, so that it's as if that reality goes back to now. Right, so again, you got to work out the details. But the pre-motion, one of his pieces on kinyanim, suggests this also could be tali on our issue. But again, it's a machlokas rishonim, whether one would need me'achshav in this case. Good. Let's continue. Okay, there's a lot in Tosfos here. Right, Tosfos, if you want to look on the sixth wide line, Ulahachi Tsarach Be'achshav, Davilu Davar Shebala Olam, Yamar Kani Bechazaka Bechalip, and he says, maybe the types of kinyanim that are being used here requires Me'achshav. You're learning Kinyan Chazaka, Kinyan Chalipin. I'm not going to get to it now, but that is a discussion there. Tosfos brings up, what about this concept of biyado? Maybe if it's biyado, so then you wouldn't need me'achshav, because biyado takes the place of me'achshav. We discussed biyado a couple of days ago, the type of ne'emanus biyado is. Okay, but let's continue now. Says the Gemara Rabbi Yanai. What's the case of Rabbi Yanai? That he says, you can be makne, adavar shelo bo la'olam. Kerebi chiyah. What is the case? Rabbi Yanai Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yanai Havi Learisa, Rabbi Yanai had a sharecropper, Tavi Maisi Le Kanta De Peire, called Mali Shabsa, who brought him a basket of fruit, every Arab Shabbos. So the sharecropper brought him the basket of fruit. Hahu Yoma Nogale Velo Asa. One day, didn't come. He was running late. The sharecropper was running late. Rabbi Yanai had promised his wife some delicious fruit for Shabbos. And, you know, the sharecropper is running late. So Rabbi Yanai thinks to himself, he's probably going to walk in the second before Shabbos, maybe even on Shabbos. But the problem is, the fruit are going to be tevel. And, you know, I'll let it be mafresh shumas and maizos on Shabbos. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be mafresh now. I'm going to be mafresh now, even though I don't have the fruit yet. It is lo bala olam. So what happened? Shakal. So he took fruit from his own house and was mafresh in mind for the fruit that were not there yet. Also, and that, so that's the case of davar shelo bala olam. Stop there for a minute. Why was this a davar shelo bala olam? What made this Zavar Shabbat La'olam? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Tosfos says it wasn't his yet. It wasn't his yet. Is the sharecropper has a certain level of bailus, and therefore it wasn't his. Bottom Tosfos. Maisi Kanta De Peri. Oh, Marie, look all the way at the bottom. De Michel Aris Have. Shahaya No Sein L'Rabbi Yanai. Right? It wasn't his yet. So it's similar to the case that we just had. That when I buy it, I'll sell it to you. De'i Michel Rabbi Yanai, because if we say that a sharecropper is just like a shliach and it belonged to Rabbi Yanai, lo chashiv davar shelo bala olam. Right, it wouldn't be called a davar shelo bala olam in that case because it belongs to him. Viafilu have mechubarim. What if they were attached still at the time that Rabbi Yanai was mafrish? Says Tosfos, that wouldn't be a problem. Kibun shebiyado litlosh. Because he's the owner, he can be tolish them. So Tosfos says, why is it a davar shelo bala olam? Because he doesn't own it yet. Rashi gives the impression, and other Rishonim have this, present this as a machlokas. Rashi Tosfos, no. The problem isn't that it is not his yet. It was his. What, a sharecropper is, gets a percentage of it. The problem is that it is mechubar still. I biyado, but it's not right here. It's somewhere that's far away. The sharecropper is working. So it's not biyadi to cut it right now. I don't have it in front of me. Ooh. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Whether biyado is a halachic principle or a realistic principle. Meaning we say there's a certain level of ne'emanus or power. Something is biyadi to do. Meaning I could come and say that I was mafresh by Trumas and Maestras. Why? Because I could have been mafresh by Trumas and Maestras. It's unbelief to say that I did it. What if I don't have that Mitzios, the fruit are not right here. They're 10 miles away. But it's mine. So how do you define biyado? Tosfos says, it's biyado because it's mine. Even if it's not right in front of me. Masha'enkein, Rashi may behold that you don't look at biyado like that. You look at biyado literally. Is it biyadi to do? That's a Rabbi Chanan in Os Samachei. He says, in Sifav, he says, this is the machlokas. Venireh. He quotes this the other piece of Rabbi Chanan, Samachei Beis, right? Samachei Beis, right? So he has this, there's a few of these I have broken off here. Samaches Beis, here it is. He says, V'kavan Asam, he quotes Tosfos first, and he says, De'ein sorach shiyeh adavar biyodo befoal, ela kibam de mitzad hadin, yeshkoach biyodo lasos mikri biyodo. That's called biyado. And he says, you might, and Rashi seems to argue, and he quotes nafkaminas. What if somebody is a goseis? It's enough machlokes, without getting into the details. Somebody can't get out of bed. Do you say something is biyado if it's, you know, their field? They can't get out of bed. So do you say they also still have the nemanis of biyado in that case? Or no? If lamaisa, they can't do it. They can't do it. So it's not called biyado. That's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos right here. And Rabbi Chanan discusses it in Samaches Beis, whether biyado is a halachic reality or a physical reality, and you only give them the power if they actually can do it. So this is the case. Rabbi Yanai was mafresh shumas and maestras when it was a dover shelo ba le'ola. Good. So what happens then? So asa l'kami Rabbi Chiya. So he comes to Rabbi Chiya after he did what he did. Amar le, and he said, did I do correctly? Did I act correctly? Was I allowed to do this? Amar le shabra bata. Yeah, you acted properly. Ditanya, because the pasuk says, Lema'an, the context is by Trumas and Maestras. Why do you go there? Lema'an til ma'liras Hashem alakecha kol hayamim, so that you learn to fear Hashem all your days. What do you mean all your days? Elu Shabbosos v'yamtiv. This is referring to Shabbos and Yantiv. What does that mean? Rashi, have a lamad lihizaher shelo yevatel oneg Shabbos b'shvil tikun hatevel. Be mafresh Shumas and Maestras and make sure that it doesn't impinge on your oneg every day. What do you mean every day? It's an illusion. It's a remes to even Shabbos and Yantif. You should make sure you have oneg Shabbos to be mafresh before Shabbos and Yantif. So, says the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa. What is this pasuk being matir? Ile mala asureyu mechal. Is it telling me me'ikar hadin, the halacha of being taken off Shumas and Maestras and then being able to eat? So what, you need a pasuk to tell me that you do that? Isser kol mishri tiltu drabanan? There's only an isser drabanan to be mafresh, right? Tikkun, right? You're not fixing, not a daraisa bona. It's a drabanan. So you need a pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to do that? It can't be. Ela la ki hagamna. Rather, this is Rabbi Chia talking to Rabbi Yana. He's saying, you did act correctly. It must be talking about like our case. They could even be ma'asir, davar shalobo la'olam. And something that's asilavo, letzorach onik Shabbos. That must be what the Torah is alluding to here. It's not telling you you're allowed to violate an isad rabbanon, because the Torah wouldn't be mottering that. It must be telling you that you're allowed to, quote unquote, violate a principle that usually is not allowed to be, violated, so to speak. It usually doesn't work, but the Torah is saying it works here, right? You're allowed to be mafrish, litzarech, oneg, Shabbos. Let's just continue for a minute, and then we'll, comment. Amarle! But Rabbi Yana says, but 1 minute! I had a bad dream last night. V'akruyin bechelma, they read to me in a dream the following pasuk, kaneratzutz, a broken reed. Isn't that a bad sign? My love, hachi ka'amri li, isn't this what they were telling me? Hinei batachta lecha al mish'enes hakaneh haratzutz hazeh. You relied on this broken reed. Meaning, didn't I act incorrectly? Isn't that the simon? So lo, so Rabbi Yana says, no. Hachi ka'amri lecha, this is what they were telling you. Kaneh haratzutz lo yishbar. A broken weed won't break anymore. Ufisasa keha lo yichabena. A flickering flax will not be extinguished. And the end of the pasuk is what's important. Rashi quotes it. Lo emes yotzi mishpat. Meaning, you acted correctly. Right? Interpret your dream properly. Don't worry about it. Everything's good. So that is the next context of Adarsha Bala Olam. That is Rabbi Chia. A couple of points. Number one. So Rashi quotes here that the pasuk, it's the Gemara, but the pasuk here in Shabbos V'yantif, Rashi quotes, Shelo Yevatel Oneg Shabbos. Levatel Onik Shabbos, ask the Aruch Laner, isn't Onik Shabbos a mitzvah d'Rabbanan? So just like the Gemara in the next line said that, oh, the Torah wouldn't be mattering an isa d'Rabbanan. Onik Shabbos is a d'Rabbanan, based on Pasuk in Yishayot, Shayot Perek Nun Ches. V'kibato me'asos d'Rachecha, it's Onik Shabbos. Learned out from Yishayot Nun Ches. So says the Aruch Laner, well, that Pasuk must be a smach anyway. Because we know, Ein Navi Rashoi L'Chadish Davar Me'ata. So it must be a din d'oraisa in the Misorah, and we just were masbichin up on a pasuk. Even though the Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos that there are two mitzvahs d'oraisa and then two mitzvahs d'rabbanan, Zachar and Shamar, Kavod and Oneg, he says that, but that's mitzvah b'divrei sofrim, and you have to say it has something connected to the d'oraisa because of the Oneg. But then the Aruch Laner says, unbelievable, the Aruch Laner says, well, maybe it's Rashi Lishitaso. Which Rashi Lishitaso? So, it's not really Rashi, but the Aruch Laner assumed it was Rashi. We know that Rashi on Nazir is not really Rashi. Not really Rashi. It's that we call him the Mefarish. It's not really the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Another Rach wrote him. They prove that Rashi on Nazir is really the Mefarish. But let's assume it's a Talmud of Rashi. It could be a Talmud of Rashi. But either way, there is a three-way Machlokas Rishonim. Mida Oraiso, what do you need for Kiddush? What do you need for Kiddush? So, Rov Rishonim assume. You know what you have to do for Kiddush? Say the words. Say the words. That's Kiddush, Doraisa. Zochos Yom Shabbos Lakacho is saying the words of Kiddush. Tosfos in Arbei Psachim says, no, Kiddush al HaKos. Holding a kos. Right? Zachreyo al HaYayin. That is also Doraisa. And then there's the Rashi, / Mefarish, in Nazir Davdalid, who says, you even have to drink the wine, Doraisa. Based on a Gemara there, we won't get into it now. Mushba v'omim mir Sinai, but that's the Mefaris that's quoted by the Mefarshim. The Aruch HaShulchan summarizes these in Ilchas Kiddush, and he quotes the Mefarish in Nazir. He doesn't call him Rashi. Even he, 100 years ago, 115 years ago, calls him the Mefarish. But Rashi there holds, the Mefarish there holds, drinking the wine is Daraisa. So the Aruch Laner puts this Rashi connected with that Rashi. So he connects Onik Shabbos on a Daraisa level, something about Onik Shabbos Daraisa. So he puts that with this Rashi. Again, there's a lot more there, but we'll have to stop. Oh, just one other. The Ramban and the Ritvi here say, isn't there a chazaka that a Ika Demakshu, v'halo nechshutu chaverim litrom shalom en amukav? Isn't there a chazaka that a chaver always is mafresh shumas and maestros properly? And here Rabbi Yanai did it shalom and amukaf. He did it not from where it's right next to. So isn't this a violation of that chazaka? He wasn't mafresh properly. So the Ramban gives two answers. Number one, well, this is shazat chak, ein breira. Normally, in a case where we don't know how shumas and maestros were done, hafrasha, you could assume that the Chaver did it properly. But here, ain breira, you don't have a choice in the matter. Or, says the Ramban, in one line, it's clearer in the Ritva, right? His Grand Talmud explains it a little bit more expansively. V'hanachon be'enai d'rabyana kishe isar aleyem lo isar ela l'kishe yavol l'rshuso. He was mafrish in mind. He did the maisa now that it should only really kick in when the fruit that my always brings to me and puts it next to it, and then it'll be hufrash. So it is min amukaf. Because all he's doing is the maisa hafrasha now, but it really shouldn't work until I'm going to put the fruit that he brings next to these fruit. Says, I like that answer, says the Ritva. That's pretty amazing. So it's called Menamukaf. Even though he did the Maisa HaFrasha now, and the Chalos HaFrasha is really only going to be, you know, work then, right? Because you don't say that, what, the Maisa HaFrasha is later, then that's the problem of being Mafrish with the Maisa on Shabbos. That's what he's trying to get out of. So that is an important formulation of the Ramban today. Obviously, the first answer of the Ramban didn't like that. Maybe, you know, you can't, it's not an Amukav, come on. You're doing the Maisa HaFrasha now. Okay, but either way, Rabbi Yani was though worried about the dream, but then his Rebbe gives him a little chizik. Again, learning halachos and messages from dreams is a huge topic. Just to mention one source that I don't always mention when we talk about dreams. Rav Avadi Yosef, in the second volume of Taras Abayas, is his three, now it's three, used to be two, now it's three volume work on Hilchas Nida, big fat volumes. So in the Hakdamah to volume two, he talks about that at one point he was wondering whether he should step out of public life, out of Torah. Meaning he should focus on Torah. He says, I spend so much of my time in public life, being involved in politics, being involved in other things. Maybe I should just focus on writing Svarim. That's what he says. I was having Yayush, that I wasn't focusing enough on my Svarim. So he says, I fell asleep on my Svarim. And I see in my dream that the Ben Ish Chai, right, walks into my library, and he starts perusing one of my Svarim. And he says, I think it was one of my Svarim, the Abiyah Omer. And when he puts it down, he says, Tov Ma'od. It's all right here. And I asked him, what am I supposed to do? Should I stop being involved in public life and just sit and write Svarim because I'm losing time and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do? And he says, Ana. And he says, he answers me, V'amar li b'sever panim yafos. He says, Tov asher tochas bazeh, v'gam izel tanach yadecha. Ki yesh nachas ruach ma'od l'fnei Hashem yisparach, b'zikoy harabim, kishashomim divrei Torah, u'musar, v'chozerim b'tshuva. He not only is asking about public life, but he's asking about giving shiurim. Maybe I should just sit and learn. He says, no, you gotta stay involved in public and giving shiurim. V'kol achat shechozer b'tshuva hu'ova male. Any person out there that you inspire, unbelievable, infinite value. Vayikatz v'hinei chalom. And I woke up, and I realized it was a dream. And he says, emes nachona davar. And he says, it's true that what the Magen Meisharim, right, the Beis Yosef Sefer that he wrote down, what he discussed with Amala, says, al titzta'er, al sha'atam etapel b'inyoni tzibur, v'al yidei kach atam izbata me'isek haTorah. People who are involved in Tzarchei Tzibur should not be depressed that they don't have enough time for themselves. Ki achoz bazeh v'gam mizeh al-tanach yadecha. Ki shneim ke'echa tovim. Ba'idei ha'kol zocha l'chalukat rabbanan. L'mevi l'ikson es pasim. Ke'esak ha'tola l'chud. V'tzarchi tzibur l'chud. L'maisa, Rav Avadia says, so I stayed in public life because of that dream. So he was also akrin v'chalma, like we just had in our Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rebbe, fifth line. Next one on the list. Rebbe, where does Rebbe hold? What exactly does that pasuk mean? You shall not close up the eved. Rebbe Omer, where I'm buying an eved kenani from someone, almanas that I'm going to free him. So when I make the tnai, it's not even mine yet. So again, Heichidami, Amar of Nachman by Yisfak, the Kasavle, I write to him, Lisha Ekracha, when I buy you, Hare Atzbacha, Kanoinu Lacha Me'achshav, right? You will be nicknamed to yourself, meaning I won't be able to be Meshabed you. So again, it's another example of a Dover, Shelo Ba Le Ola. Rebbe Meir, this is how we all started. It's not, Rebbe Meir says, or Detanya. This is the price that we had at the beginning. Homer Le Ishari Amakudesh Li La'acha She'eska Yer, La'acha She'diskari. Let's get married when we're both Jewish. La'achar she'eshtachrei, la'achar she'eshtachri, la'achar she'yamuz balech, li'achar she'yamuz achosech. After we're both single. La'achar she'achlos l'cha yibmech. After chalitza is done. Eina mekudashes. Tanakama says it doesn't work. can't work. Rabbi Meir Omer Mekudeshes, and Meir says it works. So that's the next example on the list. Tosfos here points out what I alluded to earlier. Tosfos says, doesn't it say in Gittin? Tosfos la'achar. V'yim tomar. Doesn't it say in Gittin, afilu l'Rabbi Meir, to Omar, to makna davar shloba la'olam, hanimili lidavar sheba olam, ava lidavar she'enu ba'olam lo. Maybe you would agree that you can be makna something that's not here, but the recipient of that kinyan needs to be here. So who says you can compare all these cases of adam makna davar sheba olam and adam makna lidavar sheba olam? How can you say that? So Tosfos answers, well, this case is lidavar shloba la'olam, because the person exists. They're just not Jewish yet. V'yesh lo amari, says Tosfos, d'lo chashiv la'achar she'es gayer lo ba'la'olam kol kach, kibat shehaguf hu ba'olam, rak shemechusar gerus, aval hasam no ladim lo ba'la'olam klal. Over there again, we're talking about people not born yet. That's worse than people who are here and are not Jewish yet. Right? That would be called a ba'la'olam. So again, you got to figure out, does that issue depend on the different ideas that we mentioned before in terms of Gemira's Das, in terms of Kinyan Michalon? Right, that's an important point. V'yamari, then the Re said, quotes another answer, that maybe Rabbi Meir says something that is more natural. So maybe if somebody who's on the way to converting, you could already foresee that more than a child being born who's not even born yet. Okay, then Tosfos discuss a little bit more, a few more details, but we have to go continue. Second wide line. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Titania, Elazar ben Yaakov is talking about cases. He's at the end of a line. It's a Tosefta in Shrumos. So he's adding a chiddush to the Tanna Kamma. We're not going to go into what the Tanna Kamma said, but we'll see his addition. Yeser al kain, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, afilu im Amar. If a person says, peros arugazu tlushim, these detached fruit, you truma al peros arugazu mechubarim, should be truma for the fruit over there that are still attached to the ground. O peros arugazu mechubarim al peros utlushin, or the opposite. And he adds in likishe yavi ushlish. Not even right when there are, right when they are detached, but even if they're not even grown yet, the ones that are attached. They're not even a third, they're not even in the chiyav yet. Viyitalshu, vehevi ushlish vinitlishu, tvarav kayamin. So you see, he allows lo bala olam, where they're attached, they didn't even grow yet, right? Again, big chidushim in that area. And Rabbi Akiva, the final one, Dithan, as we had earlier, Kodim Shaniyosa Lafiche, Nesarach Lahafer, Rabbi Akiva Omer Yafer, Shematadav Alav Yasem and Arayla. So you see, Rabbi Akiva is on this list, so we have a machlokes tanoim, whether Rabbi Akiva really, he should be on this list, right? This last opinion held that he should be. Remember, we had at the top of the Amud that if you have the Ukimta of Yekachu, Yadai, Lo'osehem, so then Rabbi Kiva does not belong on this list. Period. Boy mine Merev Sheshes. Back to Yavamis. Eid Echad bi Yavama Mahu. We know, we had in the first mission in the Perek, right? An Eid Echad is believed to allow a woman to get married. Is an Eid Echad believed to say that a woman's husband died, and now she could do Yibum? Is that also? Is it the same rules? So, Mao, Taima de Eid Echad, do we say the root of Eid Echad's Nemanis is? The root that Bezdin relies on is Bishum de Milsi David de Legluye lo Meshaker, because anytime there's a Milsa that will become revealed, David de Legluye, a person wouldn't lie. So here too, he wouldn't lie. Balchanami lo Meshaker. The Eid Echad wouldn't lie, because he knows the husband could walk in. Odilma, or time of day dachan mishum dii daiku mitzvah, or do we say that daiku mitzvah plays a role that she will be very focused and go in depth in terms of the research that she does because she doesn't want to run into problems? But v'hacha, maybe here she's a little biased. Kiva de zimna de rachmele, here she loves her brother-in-law and she won't be as careful. Lo daiku mitzvah, she won't be as careful. So do we rely on eid echad? So amalu rav sheshes tani tua. That's our mishnah. Yesterday's daf. If they come and say that your son died and then your husband died, meaning you could do Yibam Vinis Yabma, V'akach Amrula Chilufadvarm, and then say it switched. Tasi Vavlad Risha Machron Mamzer. So we said yesterday, right? The Vlad is a Mamzer because that's Yibam Shaloba Makam Mitzvah. So hey Chidami, what exactly is the case there? Who said? Who came and said that the child died and then the husband? Hey Ilema, Treyu Trey. Is it there were two witnesses that said A and then two witnesses that said B? So why would we make her get divorced? My cousin the smoke lahani, smoke lahani. Why would we make her get divorced? Va'od, and also, mamzer, suffik mamzer who? It's trey u trey, so at least it should be suffik mamzer. Not vade mamzer. Vechite malo duck. And if you want to say, well, that's what the Mishnah really means, vahami diktani seifa harishon mamzer vachron eno mamzer. But the fact that the, later in the Mishnah it's very meduyak, shma minadav diktani. So it must be the earlier case as real mamzer. So what's the case of real mamzer? Elalav shma minachad. It must be that she originally got married based on the testimony of one aid. V'tayma da'asu betray, and the reason that she has to get divorced is then because then two witnesses came later, achashua, and they contradicted. Halav hachi mehemin. But if it wouldn't, the two aidim wouldn't have come, he would be believed, the one aid. So you see, an aid echad is neman to allow yibum to take place. If you look in the Chashuki Chemed, so the Chashuki Chemed dose of the day, the Chashuki Chemed quotes here. There was an earlier one. We don't have time to do that one now. But let's just quote the Shabbos and Yontif one. No, actually the next one. Milsa Vidya the Gluye. So he says Milsa Vidya the Gluye lo Meshaker. So the case is Reuven was coming from Chutz La'aretz, and with this we'll finish. Reuven Nasalachas the Amadinos. He went on business somewhere, and on his way back, Panei Lav Yedido Shimon, his good friend Shimon said, who was a Toshav of that Medina, he says, you know what? I got an extra tefillin from my father. Right? Rachashdi Avor Avish Adar Be'aretz Yisrael Shtei Zugos Tefillin Muhudaros. I got tefillin from my father, one Rashi, one Rabbeinu Tam. Could you please take the tefillin in to Eretz Yisrael? Bring it back for my father. Fine, wonderful. Good. He takes it back, doesn't say what country it is, but in the airport of that country, there was some type of very anti-Semitic, very makbid customs agent that starts rummaging through the bag, and he finds these two tefillins. It's like, what are these tefillins? What are these things? He says, they're religious items. He says, what do you need two of them for? So he's like, well, I'm going to start explaining to him, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, you know, different shitas, this non-Jew. He says, okay, one's for weekday and one's for Shabbos. So the guy looks at him, what? So he goes and calls, he knows there's an Orthodox Jew that lives in his neighborhood. And he calls the Orthodox Jew and calls him and says, is this true? Dot, dot, dot. He says, no, nobody was tefillin on Shabbos. I don't know what he's talking about. So he goes back and he confiscates ones of the tefillin and it's finished. And he takes it away. So now the Shaila is Reuven responsible to pay for the tefillin, for the other tefillin? Right? Is he Poshea? So that's the story. So no, says this is Milsa Davida Legluye. That's why this is here, somewhat tangentially connected. So Tshuva Rav Zuberstein says he does not have to pay. Potter, why? Because it was totally unexpected that this was going to be, and at most it's a grumma. He says, number one, it's kashema'o to start talking to the guy about Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. And therefore, he didn't do anything wrong by saying, you know, Shabbos Yontif, number one. And where else do we see that? Unbelievable. The Septuagint Gemara. Right, what did they do? They switched our neves. They took out our neves because that's the wife of Tava. What, they're going to get into, oh, it's a non-kosher animal, it's the same name as your wife. No, what they do? They switched it. So too, just like he switched it. And you see, that was Bederach Neis, they switched it. Number one. So you see, there's nothing wrong with that because after all, they're not changing anything in halacha. Number one. Number two, the person who was called should have known something was up. Why is this custom agent's guy calling me, asking me about the Jews wear tefillin on Shabbos? You know, see, he should have perked up and thought, you know, maybe there is a problem here. Right, just like the Gemara Nida. This is his godless. He's quoting from all over. Just like the Gemara Nida Membeis. Somebody comes to Rava and says, are you allowed to do bris milah on Shabbos? And Rava says, yes. And after the guy left, Rava says to himself, 1 minute. There must be something more to his question. And he runs after him and starts, whenever a posting is asked a question that seems so obvious, he must know that there's something behind the scenes. So you know what? That Jew is Poshea. It's not his fault, number two. And number three, who says that even if, you know, it would have been taken away, that he would not have gotten it back? So he says, for all intents and purposes, you know, Reuven doesn't have to pay. And you know what? Even if the guy paid him to take the tefillin, he could keep the money. Because it's a Shomer Sacher that it was Ones, and he would have been potter about. Milsa David Ligluye. So that is related to this case, and we will stop here. Again, today's Torah was L'Refua Shalema, Gedalia ben Malka Yuta. He should have a Refua Shalema, B'Tok Shar Chole Yisrael.